you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We've got a break from the college football talk for a bit here on the show today. And by doing that, we're going to talk some wrestling. Haven't talked a lot of wrestling or swimming as of late. I mean, basketball kind of dominates the winter sports scene, but there's a lot going on outside of hoops, and including the wrestling scene, where the Emory Spartans continue to get a little bit closer to the regional and the state championship tournaments. It's not too far off, actually. This past weekend, they participated in the two-way Richfield duels, and we'll talk about that and more. Joining us right now over the phone, we have Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory Spartans. Coach, great to get you back on today. Thank you.
You bet. It's good to be back.
Coach, let's start by talking about the kids returning from Christmas break. That was a long break for you guys. You and I talked beforehand, and you said, you know, you were worried about it. December 17th, you guys were off until January 4th. You come back against Beaver, took a couple of bumps in that particular meet, but you guys did fire back this past weekend.
Yeah, you know what? We came back pretty flat from the break, and it was a much-needed break. The kids needed to relax and revive and find some will to win again. And you know, our season does drag on and gets long for them. With as intense as it is, they needed the time off and go spend some time with their families. And we came back a little flat against Beaver. You know, last Tuesday night, they kind of brought their A game, and we didn't play so good. So it was fun to meet up with them again at 2A duels this weekend and do a little better against them.
As far as the season goes in that lengthy break, I mean, it's one of those deals where you guys almost have to, you need the break to get healthy, right? I mean, is that the biggest positive to a 2-3 week break?
Yeah, you know what? We push our bodies really hard in this sport, and we had some nicks and dings and bangs and bruises, and it was good to get over those and get over the flu season, the cold season that was going through our team, and we came back pretty healthy and looking pretty good. So that way the break was good for us. But, you know, we fell out of shape a little bit, and we weren't probably quite as sharp as we could have been coming off the break. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about the Richfield duels, because that was this past weekend. Some of the kids that stood out to you, Coach, who would that be?
You know what? Let's just start down at the bottom at 106 pounds. Corby Russell, really good. He's pinned one opponent that's pinned him twice earlier in the year. He wrestled Dallin Smith from over there in North Sevier, and he got a pin there where he's been pinned twice. So that was good revenge. And he wrestled the Van Norman kid McCoy Norman from Beaver again, that pinned him over here at home. And we went three rounds and only lost by three. So we thought that was a great, great wrestling match, and he wrestled his tail off and against some real tough opponents, and went a long ways into it. Those matches where maybe he was a little outclassed, and you know, with those juniors and sophomores that in that weight class, and we're really proud of how he wrestled. Dax Hall struggled a little bit at 13. Chase did the same thing at 20. You know, we had some near misses there with Chase where we should have won, but hopefully we learn a lot from it, and he's ready to go. You know, 2A duels is kind of our mid-season mark, and it gives us, you know, who our opponents are going to be in the state tournament and what things we're going to work on. So, you know, with Dax and Chase especially, we showed some real brilliance in our wrestling, and then, you know, made a few mistakes that cost us a few matches. So I really think he'll come back and surprise some of those kids that beat him in the postseason. So we're looking forward to that. At 126, Zach World really wrestled out of his mind. He wrestled good and got some wins against some real tough opponents and some real near losses against some really tough opponents. So, you know, some of those career wrestlers, two- and three-time state champs that he wrestled, they took him. He took them all the way to the end of the 6 minutes. You know, so we're really looking forward to Zach and what he can do. McKay and at 32, and Gus at 38, both had some ups and downs. I felt like we wrestled good and smart and tough. We made some poor decisions and a few mistakes and a few matches that I think we could have won, but we ended up losing. But I think they've placed ourselves in a pretty good place as far as divisionals go to get seated well in divisionals and the state tournament. So I think they wrestled really well. Our JV kids all wrestled really good, got some wins on the week. At 52, 45 and 52 were empty in the varsity deal there. So we jumped up to 160 with Newt. He had some real big wins and some real big losses. You know, I mentioned to you a little earlier that he lost to some opponents that he's won before, and that was hard on him. He wasn't feeling really well. He kind of had the flu bug going through him, and so he wrestled a little flat in some of them real tough matches. And then he never did get blown away, but, he lost to some opponents that he's won before, so that may affect him a little bit come divisionals, but I think he'll battle back fine and place himself well into the divisional tournament and the state tournament. So then we take a big jump. Oh, you know, we had our junior varsity at 160, Lon Huntsman. He wrestled really good in the junior varsity the first day, and we bumped him up and let him wrestle the varsity spot at 170 on the second day. And he really did good. He got some big wins against some varsity kids at 170. So it's looking really good for him at 160 for the postseason. You know, he'll wrestle back, and we'll try to get two kids in at 160 in the state tournament. So and then we bump up, and Duke Curtis wrestled really tough the first day and got some wins and some losses there at 195. He's down to there by now, and then we had Ty Meekum wrestle out of his mind, too, at 220 and 285. We kind of bumped him around a little bit, depending on who we were dueling and what they had for opponents. And he went undefeated on the weekend. He wrestled some real tough matches. Then here again, he lost to their 195 at Beaver. We wrestled a 220 match there for our varsity duel at home, and we lost that one by pin, and we came back and beat him. It was a tough battle, but Ty wrestled really good all weekend. So I'm really proud of Ty and his undefeated status over the 2A duel. So that's kind of how our weekend went.
Sounds like it was very productive for you guys. Again, our guest right now is Coach Kurt Christiansen with the Emory Spartan Wrestling Squad. Coach, we look ahead. You guys have a meet tomorrow against Grand, and then after that, you guys will travel up north this weekend. Once you get past this week, I mean, we're really down to it. There's only three meets left before you guys prepare for divisionals. The season seems to be going by in a hurry.
Yeah, it's creeping up on us fast. We got a tough week here. We did dual Grand at the 2A duels over there in Litchfield, and we had a squeaker of a win. We won the duel by 3 points, and we're hoping to go down there, tomorrow and widen that gap a little bit, do some little bit of wrestling in a few of our matches, and hold on to those ones, wins that we had, and that's going to be tough. And then Delta duels this weekend's another dual tournament where we'll get five matches in each 2 days, so we'll end up 10 matches on the weekend, and that takes a toll on your body. And then we have some time to recover after that. We won't have any more tournaments till divisionals, so it'll be our final season tournament. We do have some home duels and some away duels. Of course, we'll meet Carbon, and we'll see Canyon View down, come up here, and we'll go up and wrestle Duchesne, but we'll have a few tough ones left after that tournament, but they'll be dual, so our bodies should recover. We're hoping to get our shape back and get healthy and be ready to wrestle on divisionals,
Last question before I let you go, Coach. I know this is probably a tough question, but once you get to this stage in the season, and you mentioned the midway point with the duels this past weekend, reality starts to set in a little bit. How many placers are you envisioning now as a coach now that we're midway through?
As far as state placers go, I think we'll put placed the majority of my team in the state tournament. Realistically, I'll probably have six that'll be fourth or better. The rest of them are gonna have to battle hard to come in and you know, get in the state tournament and battle for eighth or better. But you know, in all honesty, all the guys that I got coming to practice now are state placers. You know, all my upperclassmen from sophomore and above are returning state placers. So I kind of expect them to be there. My sophomores and my freshmen are tough. I mean, they really are. They're young, and they make some, decisions sometimes that are counterproductive to what they're trying to do, but that just comes with being young, and I really think we'll get them all in and get them on the podium.
Well, Coach, I always appreciate you making time for us. It's great to get an update on the Emory High School wrestling team. Thank you very much. Best of luck against Beaver, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Again, Coach Chris Jansen of the Emory Sport and Wrestling Squad taking out the time to join us here on the show. We're going to pause for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll talk some college football right after this.